boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I don't even know where my boyfriend is anymore.
You lost him?
Well, here's the thing. Neighbor man has been gaming, unfortunately.
Oh, don't even, because you've been all about, well, if he brings me something home, then I'll just game.
Well, and he hasn't been. He was like 2 weeks ago, and now he hasn't been bringing me a sweet treat or a present of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
He's been using and abusing the system.
Like I told you would happen.
And he's
weak.
And he's been gaming stupid late. Mm-hmm. And I say stupid late because it's to the point where he's still gaming and I'm passed out.
Yep.
And I don't even know what time he comes to the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, again, he was gaming. I don't know what time he got to bed.
That is my life on the weekends.
Usually pee around midnight. Still wasn't in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I probably go around again 2 a.m. and I'm like, is that him? And I think that's him.
You got to go spook him. That's what I like to do.
Go on. What do you got?
Curly, my boyfriend, really only on the weekends, we'll stay up really late. And if I have to get up in the middle of the night, most recently I woke up because I had a nightmare. And then I was like, well, I might as well get up and go to the bathroom. Oh, he's not in bed. Let's go find him. So I'm disheveled. I can't see because I don't have contacts in. Mm-hmm. I look like a walking gremlin. And you just sneak up behind him and go, hey. And they freak out. When are you going to bed? And then he came. Because I spooked him so good.
Kind of like this idea.
Yeah, the more creepy you look, the better.
Should I look like I'm somebody who's like going to rob him or something?
Oh, that's mean.
No, I don't think it's mean at all.
I like to go for the demon character.
Ooh, what was the one that had like really dark hair and it was like over her face or whatever?
The Ring?
Yes, that. I could be the Ring.
Do that. Try that and see what happens.
So last night, my boyfriend, Neighbor Man, got to open the rest of his birthday gifts.
Because it was his actual birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Happy belated birthday, Neighbor Man.
So he already got headphones or little earbuds.
Yeah.
On Saturday because he couldn't wait to open those.
Oh, you let him have them?
Yeah. He couldn't wait.
Okay.
He got the little earbuds. And then yesterday, what he actually opened was his own hydro jug because he's been using mine and I'm sick of
it. Nice.
So we got his
what
own.
What color are we talking?
Black. It was very important.
That's not fun at all.
No, he didn't want a fun color. He was like, I'll take black. And then it was like a different, he wanted one that was like, I don't know, more of like a sport version. And
got
more of a girly
it.
Version, okay?
Yeah.
So he wanted a sport version, and then he got tickets to a show, and then he got a card game called Coyote, because he loves Wile E. Coyote, so I thought it was fitting. I don't know.
Okay.
Out of all those, what do you think was his favorite two gifts?
Probably the card game.
Really?
I don't know.
No, his favorite two gifts were the headphones and the water bottle.
Oh.
I'm like, really? I don't know, the tickets to the show weren't the coolest thing?
Yeah, that's actually kind of crazy.
I'm like mad about that. I'm like, do you know how much money I spent on that?
Clearly he needed a water bottle, like, I guess.
Who says the water bottle is their favorite thing? Nobody says that. Ever.
Yeah, that's kind of a nerdy answer.
And it was boring. If it was like a fun color or a fun design, it would make sense.
No, I don't understand any of this.
Maybe it's a man.
Yeah, it is.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I hate to get y'all riled up about engagement rings, but...
Well, here we go.
I gotta tell you this story because it's actually really cool. I saw it on TikTok. There is a woman from New York City who apparently was like... set on finding her own diamond to design her own ring. So she went to Arkansas. There is a place, I guess, that's known for gems. Crater of Diamonds State Park in Arkansas. She spent 3 weeks there searching the state park. And on the last day of her trip, she found a 2.3 carat white diamond.
Ooh.
So she found it. And luckily, the state park, it's known for obviously having diamonds and stuff. Yeah. It's not super common or promised that you're going to find one. But if you do, it's finder's keeper's rule there.
Nice.
There have been 350 diamonds found there this year, and hers is the third largest ever.
Shut up.
So she spent 3 weeks there on the last day, found her diamond, and now she gets to take it to a jeweler and have it set. I just was like, that is so cool. I've never even thought about, like, sourcing your own diamond.
Neither have I.
That's the coolest story ever.
No, but that's really cool. And two is pretty big, honestly.
2.3.
No, that's massive.
Don't forget that 0.3.
Like, that one, that counts. The 0.3, that counts.
Plus the 3 weeks of sweat and probably tears.
No, that's cool. That's a story right there to tell. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, when people would say, oh, you have such a great ring, like, you're like, no. I put in the work for this
ring. Oh, I cried many times.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I know you're supposed to be like truthful with your partner or whatever, but sometimes I need you to straight up lie to me, okay?
Oh, what? Says the girl that wants to be told if you got something in your teeth.
Absolutely.
So when do you want him to lie?
I needed him to lie about my eyeball, okay? Well, not really my eyeball. So starting like Friday through the weekend, nobody cares, TMI, but I had like a really swollen underneath my eyebrow, was making my eyelids swollen.
Did somebody punch you?
No.
I'll punch him.
But it looked like it. It was seriously
then
so
swollen. Then you should
swollen.
Tell people you got punched. That's a cooler story.
Well, I was hiding it. That's the only reason why. Because it was like, I don't know if it was like some gross zit. I don't know. Who cares? Gross. But it was making my whole eyelid, outer eyelid swollen. And he saw that and I was like, God, this like hurts. I'm embarrassed. I'm like wearing glasses all weekend and hats to try to cover it up because I just like seriously feel like an ogre. And last night I'm like, hey, I feel like it's finally like going down. I feel like it's starting to look better. And he goes, well, I'm not going to lie to you. And I'm like, what do you mean you're not going to lie to me? Tell me it looks better. I feel better. It doesn't hurt as much. Lie to me and tell me it looks better. Well, I don't want to be, it still looks pretty swollen. But you're so beautiful. I'm like, shut up. Now I'm sick of you and get out of my
don't
face.
Don't say because you're so beautiful. That didn't make it better.
No, and I know in this moment, I'm giving Shrek. Don't lie.
And say, I'm Princess Fiona.
Exactly. I was not at all. In that moment, I want you to lie, even if it does look bad or worse. Unless I need to go to the hospital, then you can be honest.
See, and I'm the exact same. I want to be told I look fat in a dress. Maybe not every girl, but I want to be told I look fat in a dress. Don't lie to me. Don't let me go out there looking fat in a dress. You know, I don't want to, you know, be looking like that. Again, that might not be every girl, right?
No.
But that's me.
I want you to lie to me.
Okay, see, that's you. But I need to be told that.
You want to be told...
I want to be told I look like Shrek. We are complete opposites.
Okay, noted. Okay,
you
I'll
want
keep
to be
that
told.
In mind.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I have a proposition.
Go on.
I've been seeing the return
of the Mac
of the 12-foot skeletons on TikTok for Halloween. People are starting to buy them. I think that everybody should chip in here so
at
we
work?
Can have a 12-foot skelly.
Can we dress it as me? I don't know.
Why would it be about you?
I don't know. Wait, can we make it a DJ?
I think we could make it a DJ. I think we could keep it up year-round, honestly. Put a Santa hat on it. Here's the thing. I know Engineer Kevin.
It could
Kevin,
be a bunny.
Engineer Kevin
could make it
very comfortable getting on the roof. Let's have this buddy sitting up on top of the roof of the radio station.
It would be
station.
Really freaking tall, dude.
Yeah, I'm saying.
To the point that maybe it would hit a airplane.
Maybe.
We might have to get a light bulb on it.
His eyes light up.
Okay, then fine. We're good.
I looked it up.
I think that's like, is that when you have to have, the, like, who do you have to have involved when you have to have a light bulb on top of towers and stuff?
I don't know. That's not my job.
Engineer Kevin, that's your job.
I have no idea. I looked it up, though. They're not sold out. $300. I figure
oh
there's
my
about.
God.
I could count 15 people that work in the building. $20 each. Who's with me? Let's get a giant Skelly. We can call him
giant,
Zelly.
Giant Skelly. Zelly?
Yeah.
Z102.9.
Z102.9.
Okay,
Skelly.
So we start with Halloween.
Then Thanksgiving.
What's he going to be for Halloween? He's just a skelly Halloween?
He's just a skelly.
Then for Thanksgiving, he's a turkey.
Correct.
And then Christmas, he's Santa Claus. Then when there's nothing happening.
New Year. Like a workout set for New Year, new
That's
me.
That's cute. That's cute. Yeah, I like that.
Valentine's.
Cupid.
President's Day. He can be Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
I got all the ideas.
Then you got St. Patrick's Day. You got a bunny in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when there's not a holiday, we get a little like DJ board. Mm-hmm. And he could be like a DJ.
I'm saying we're getting our $300 worth. I don't know who I need to present this to, if I need to send out a mass email. $20 is going to get you a lot of happiness every day.
I'm down.
Well, between me and you, we only have $40. We need
$300. Well, you better send that email now.
Maybe if I make a PowerPoint.
See, the PowerPoints always work.
I think it'll work. I do.
I've never, ever saw the hype for Skims before. I mean, it looks fancy. But I definitely need to do it now because Skims and Post Malone are teaming up. Not for just the women,
but for the men.
Mm-hmm. And now I need to buy Neighbor Man everything. Let me tell you about it. It's dropping this Thursday, actually, at 7 a.m. And there's boxers.
Okay, wait. Okay.
What?
Can you, no, rewind
and posties
a minute.
And posties and what?
Well, okay, so it's not abnormal for Skims to do like celebrity collaborations. They've
really?
Done it. Okay.
Bro, I don't know. I don't shop for Skims, okay?
I don't either, but I don't live under a rock.
Tell me everything.
They've done it with like athletes before. They've done it with Sabrina Carpenter, Lana Del Rey. Like a million different people have been the spokesperson and have had like a collection kind of. So is it just him or is he part of like some bigger thing?
It just says Post Malone for Skims men's drop Thursday, August 21st, 7 a.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
10 a.m. Eastern time, I should say.
Okay.
What? What do you know? But man, these are expensive.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the bad part.
This is stupid. Why do I want it all? Okay, so like men's boxer brief, $20? Why do I want it?
For you or for him?
Like mostly for me. And honestly, mostly for me.
I have not seen this collection. It doesn't even have anything Post Malone on it, right?
I'm trying to look. Well,
he's only the model.
Nah, I mean, it's kind of just like, what's this? Like, what is this called? Camouflage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like just camo.
And it doesn't even say like,
no, it doesn't say his name. But then I know that he wore it.
Right.
Like there's been photos of him in it. All right. It's been beautiful, to be quite honest with you. I'm looking at his photos on his Instagram.
Okay, creepy. I do want you to know, if you buy Neighbor Man,
what?
Those, he's not going to turn into Post Malone. In fact, you may be disappointed.
But can I buy him just to see and just to imagine? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you weirdo freak. I'm not going to stop you from doing anything for $38. Can I tell you what my latest battle is at home?
Go on.
Curly, my boyfriend.
Well, period. Curly, period.
We're feuding. We're feuding because he will not drink coffee at home.
Mm.
My bougie little diva. Oh my God. Does he love to go through a drive-thru for coffee? And you know what? So do I. But I will say, as somebody who loves and gets excited about all the new drinks on different menus all the time, I'm really good about making myself coffee at home throughout the week to save money because, you know,
it
racks up.
It's not the same, though.
It's not, but then it makes it like a treat for me on the weekends. But he has a coffee drive-thru on his way to work that he goes to every morning, okay? And he's been doing this for a couple weeks where he will not make his coffee at home to the point that I bought him some salted caramel, special cutesy little cold foam in a can over the weekend so that he would be excited about it.
The foam.
Yeah, cold foam. But it's salted caramel, salted caramel, yeah, flavor. And I have offered to make him the coffee the last 2 days.
Even better.
Big strides for me, okay? I'm lazy in the morning, and I'm also tired. But I did it, and he's taking coffee. I'm like, how long is this going to last? We shall see.
Oh, so he is taking it right now.
He has the last 2 days.
See, if you made it for me, I would be more, it would be a placebo effect. In my head, it would be better. But if I make it, it'd be crap. You know,
God, I feel like I've literally heard him say that.
Because my boyfriend,
he's not as good.
No, my boyfriend's the exact same way. I think it really is a placebo effect. He says when he makes coffee, it's not the same. But he does the exact same to me. He's like, oh, when you make it, it's bitter.
Yeah.
So I have to make him coffee every morning. I do enjoy it, but.
Oh, I don't.
You don't.
It tastes the same. You're just lazy.
You're like, it's from a bottle. How is it better?
There is no difference. You are lazy.
Remember that cord?
That cord?
Oh, I think you don't remember that cord. The one that Neighborman promised me he would put away every single day. The Ethernet cord that has to go through the entire house for him to game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's been out for more than 2 weeks now.
Okay, because you agreed that if he wasn't going to drill through the home to, like, wire the wire down to the router, that he would do his part and put it away every night. I could have told you that was a load of crap. There was no way he was going to put
that
thing
every night. You know how many times I thought about being an evil girlfriend? You ever see, like, the videos of girls like unplugging the Xbox or something. I thought about unplugging that Ethernet cord from the Wi-Fi router because he's all the way upstairs.
Right.
And I'm downstairs because I'll be yelling. I'll be like, food's done. Or I'm like trying to get his attention. And he has me on like, he's got his headphones on and he's got like soundproof on or whatever. And it drives me freaking bonkers. I am about to unplug it.
I thought you were going to say you were going to snip it.
You know.
That's evil.
Dude, should I? How crazy do you
How crazy do you want to get? You could go fishing with the cord.
Oh my God. Yes.
Throw the
Where's
Xbox
the nearest
out
pond?
The, yeah. Now we're talking.
Once, but twice, I was absolutely embarrassed today. At the gym.
It's been a while. Well, it has. You know, we're very, like, hypersensitive. Like, we think breathing at the gym is embarrassing. And it's been a minute since you've been humiliated.
Last time we talked about it was when I accidentally cleaned the wrong machine. And the really buff guy looked at me like, you're cleaning my machine. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, well, this is awkward.
Right.
Today topped it. I've got not one, but two photo evidence. And if you haven't yet joined the group, Those Girls Sweat Squad, please join because you're going to want to see these photo proof.
Well, should I look?
You can look. Start with the photo number one. I finally did it. I wore the founding father.
Oh my God, you did. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. Not that noticeable.
Really?
Because let me tell you why. It looks like your founding father tool is light pink. Your headphones also light pink.
Yeah, but can we zoom in? Look how... My hair is just all over.
You look disheveled. I won't lie to you. It is not great.
I look like my hair got ran over, okay? Like, look at it. It's not beautiful. I did. Okay, there were some times I was too embarrassed because, let me tell you, I picked the worst time.
You had your hood up, didn't you? You cheated it.
I did sometimes because I went to the gym an hour earlier today. And, of course, that was when... It was an overflowed parking lot. Everyone and their mother's cousin's dog was there. It was so embarrassing. Speaking of dogs, I think I stepped in Zaz doo-doo.
Yeah.
Enjoy that picture, too. I was stretching, and I go, oh, no. I think that's what I think it is. And here's the thing. Of course, it was leg day. And what do you have on leg day? Your feet out almost the entire workout.
Right. So what did you do about that? Did you go take care of it? Did you
Taylor, the workout was over.
Oh, my God.
So my feet, you know, because you're doing like, you know, all the, I don't know all the machine names off the top of my head, but you do like the leg curls or like all the things.
Yeah.
And like your legs are, your feet are out. Okay.
Right. People be seeing them.
People be seeing the doo-doo.
Okay. So.
So not only did they see me being a founding father.
Right. Which was a choice.
But they saw me being a founding father with doo-doo. So not only did I look stupid, but I smelled stupid.
Yeah, I don't know how you come back from this one.
I'll wear a mask. I have to wear a mask. Or I switch gyms. I change my identity.
Oh, and maybe some booties over your shorts. Or your shoes, too, maybe.
That's what I need to do. I don't even, here's the thing, is I only wear my shoes from the house to the car. I don't wear them anywhere else.
Well, they say otherwise.
Dude, I feel like so stupid saying this, but I had almost too productive of a morning that I didn't do what I needed to get done. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, can you dumb it down? Is it like one of those days that you feel like you didn't get anything done, but you know you did get something done?
Yeah, kind
like
of.
Like at work, you're like, if the bosses ask, you swear you got stuff done, but you...
Don't ask what.
But don't ask what?
Yeah.
Because like you know you got stuff done, but you can't come up with a list.
That's how it was this morning for me. I got up at a decent time. I got to the gym. I showered. I started laundry.
Well, that's more than me.
Unloaded the dishwasher. It was
wait a minute. Hold it. You're doing laundry during the week?
Because I didn't do it this weekend.
Oh, I was like, wow.
Yeah, I had to. Because I'm running out of socks. Anyways, that's not the point. But I had like so much time that I was like, oh, I'll do this. Ooh, let me just unload the dishwasher. Ooh, let me start my load of laundry. That I forgot to make half of my lunch today. You know what I mean? Where you're like so productive that you start doing the things that don't matter and you...
Like laundry?
Yeah, and forget to do the things like, you know, what you're having for lunch that you're like, okay, I need to chill out tomorrow morning because that what a waste of all that
That's
time.
When you, yeah, you're right. You start doing things that like don't matter at all. You're like, oh, I have chin hair. I should pluck it. You're
yeah, like, let me dust the top of all the TVs. You know, like who does that?
That's exactly it. Like, oh, let me.
But also, I had plain
let
chicken today.
Let me dust the blinds. Who does that?
Yeah, I forgot to make my rice. So I had plain dry chicken. But don't worry, the top of the TV's clean. It's so dumb.
Let me come over. I'll just swipe it just to make sure that, in fact, your TV is clean.
Yeah, do every single one right down to the corner because I did that, but I forgot to make my rice.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There's a new dating trend that I just know you're going to be supportive of.
Go on.
The Bob the Builder dating trend.
Can he build it?
Yes, he can. Or can he? It's a pretty simple concept. There's just a silly name to it. That's girls on TikTok especially are sharing that they are meeting up with their Hinge dates or Tinder dates or wherever they're meeting people on the apps. And instead of going out on a date or grabbing coffee, they're inviting them over to help with DIY tasks.
Yes, 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 yes. You don't need to say anymore. This Trending with Taylor story is over. I'm kidding. Go on.
I kind of love it because it's like one girl put it perfectly. She's like, I invite this guy over. He gets into my bedroom and we build an end table together.
What?
You know what I mean? Because it's like weirdly intimate. Like, hi, this is where I sleep, but don't get any wrong ideas. We're going to do an activity together that honestly married couples get divorced over.
Selfishly, I need it. Can I tell you a story that I don't know that I ever, I don't think I ever told you this.
Sure.
But it's kind of like this. So it was honestly like the first week or two of me meeting Neighbor Man. So we had our first date at Need Pizza. And then, like, it was, like, a week or two after, he had DM'd me on Facebook. And he was like, hey, he knew I had a Nintendo Switch. He was like, can you bring that Nintendo Switch over? And he knew I had, it's, like, a cooking game or whatever. We're in a restaurant. And you have to, like, cook a certain amount of recipes. And you have to get it correctly and get it to your customers. And you have to try to make sure your restaurant doesn't catch on fire. Okay?
Right, as you would.
Right. And it's about working together. He's like, can you bring that over? I want to see how well we work as a team. Mm. He had me bring that over as like one of our first dates because he wanted to see, will we catch the like kitchen on fire? Okay, oh. I totally did. But as I would, right? But he really just wanted to see, like, do we work together? Like, do we yell at each other in this game? Mm-hmm. Do we tell each other, I've got this one serving up? I think if he knew about Bob the Builder or whatever this like dating trend is called, he totally would have done this instead because he was mostly just looking at, do we communicate well and can we work as a team?
Yeah. I think if he would have been like, hey, do you want to come over and put up a shelf? You guys would not be together today.
No. No. I would make him do it all.
Yeah, she's a crybaby and she doesn't want to help.
It's those girls in the afternoon. and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Oh my goodness, my house is about to be hairy.
Gross.
It is that time of the year where my dog Evie sheds.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds crazy because you're like, what? We're going into the winter season. Why is she shedding? But she's shedding her summer coat to bring in her winter coat.
Right.
And I can tell because she's got like this black coat and she'll have like little white spots on her. And if you just like touch it, you'll get a ton of fur.
Mm-hmm.
And last night I was brushing her. Normally I let my boyfriend neighbor man take care of that, but I was brushing her and I was getting a whole dog.
It's crazy.
It was crazy. Honestly, I was kind of enjoying it.
Dude, it's kind of satisfying.
It was. I was like, why haven't I been taking care of this? Here's the thing. I will brush her, though. I will never, ever, ever brush Cat Luna. Because here's the thing. Also during the winter season, Luna has to be brushed constantly. Mm-hmm. She's a long-haired cat, and she gets gnatted like crazy in the winter season. She has to be brushed every single day because otherwise she'll get gnats like you won't believe, and her and Dad fight.
Oh, she doesn't like to be brushed.
No. No. Ew. And then she'll get a gnat, and so we have to, like, kind of cut it out or whatever if we can't brush it. And she, her and Dad get into fights.
Dude, I...
And that's her. That's Little Princess.
Right. My cats luckily both like to be brushed for some reason.
Really?
Especially Romeo. He will, like, if you pick up the brush, he'll jump up on the couch because he's like, so excited about it. That to the point that I've been looking for fancier brushes. Have you gotten the TikTok ads for the steam brushes?
What the heck is that?
Dude, it's like a brush and steam comes out of it and it helps grab all the hairs. And like,
is it like an iron but not an iron? You know how like
you
an iron?
You know what? It's like a steamer that you use for like your dress shirts.
Shut
but
up.
Like, okay, obviously
wait,
safe for pets.
Why are we steaming?
Because it grabs the hair better. You know when your hand is wet and you pet your cat and you're like, wow, that's a lot of hair that just came off on my wet hand. It's like that, apparently. I want to order one so bad.
Is it hooked up to a machine?
I don't know. I haven't looked that
you
far
haven't
into
looked
it.
That far
I
either.
Haven't saved in my cart. I don't know anything about it, but I do want to buy it.
Honestly, I don't even know how this started a conversation today at work, but one thing led to another. And people want to...
My God.
People want to do a Dancing with the Stars bracket here.
I am kind of shocked by that.
Me too. I think it was because we were talking about who's on the season so far, and I know they haven't revealed the whole cast.
Well, that yeah, that's what I was just...
What do you got?
Looking for. I don't see anything. You anything got- new, at least. I know Alex Earle.
Yep. You got Whitney...
And Jen Affleck from The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got the one guy who knows...
Robert Irwin.
Yep. That was why. It's because a couple coworkers think he's very good looking. That
yes.
was the reason why we started talking about this.
Okay.
Okay. So one thing led to another. We're like, maybe we should do a bracket. Girl, nobody said no. Then I started joking. I'm like, what if we all, like, I don't know, put in $5. And then whoever wins... gets the jackpot. So far, no one has said no. Here's who said yes. Kylie, Jaden from The Night Show, Chad, Spencer from 1600 ESPN.
Wow.
He's like, I don't know anything about Dancing with the Stars, but
I'm
in.
He does know about sports betting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin, our engineer, says I'm in.
Stop it.
He's
right
like,
now.
What channel?
How do I watch it?
Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, what channel is it on? I'll watch.
Okay.
I said, Kevin, you're in?
Wow.
He's in. So now I'm like, are you in?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I could be. Do I have to? Here's the thing.
Okay,
I,
here we go.
Believe it or not, I've never actually watched the show in full. No, I haven't.
What?
In the last couple years when it started going viral on TikTok, I would watch the dances on TikTok because I grew up a dancer, mm-hmm. I danced in college. I like watching the dances, but like anything beyond that, I don't really care, to be honest. So... But I also found out who was being eliminated on uh-huh. TikTok, so I guess I could keep up to date that uh-huh. way. I don't know. I would be down to do it. You would think I would be at an advantage, but I don't think I am.
Okay, here's the thing. I have only watched one full season ever in my entire life, yeah. and that's it. But I think the cast this season is going to be sick, just from what I can tell so far. And they were hinting towards on like TikTok that I think they're going to add hip hop this year,
really?
Which would be awesome. So I feel like this is the year that we could just, I don't know, come together as all of us coworkers and have fun. And just, also, I really would love to win money.
yeah, I'd be down for some money from these suckers.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
Stall.
Oh,
I remembered. We got to play sweater weather in the background.
Oh, yeah. So here's the thing. It's not officially fall, right? The first official day of fall is Monday, September 22nd.
We have to wait that much more longer.
I'm saying I had a fall coffee this weekend. Okay.
Pumpkin?
No. Oatmeal cream pie. Dude, delicious from Scooters. They put out there. They do have pumpkin out there, though. Mm-hmm. I'm in the mood. You made soup today. It's disgusting outside. So in my delusional little brain, I'm pretending that it's fall or that it's almost fall.
At what point do we start decorating for Halloween?
Dude, I have so badly wanted to go to Spirit Halloween, but nobody will go with me.
I'll go.
Okay, tomorrow. It's a date.
Tonight's trivia question. 22% of people are going to buy this the first 2 weeks of fall. What is it? So you got to wait till like September.
Well, you know, beginning of September.
Mm-hmm.
We're not quite there, but I am spiritually. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Taylor's like, I probably bought this like 6 weeks ago.
I don't know, man. Something this year has me like ready to go.
I think it's because we've been stuck in this stupid heat. I'm over it.
Yeah. I'll take like...
You see how T-Pain was dealing with it? T-Pain was not dealing with it.
He was like, I hate it here.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw any videos from the Iowa State Fair. He's like, I've never come back.
No. Brutal.
He's like, this is hot. I'm like, thank you, T-Pain. You understand us.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
22% of people are going to buy this the first 2 weeks of fall. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Looking outside, it looks fall.
Puke.
But going outside, what? Calm down now. That's when you can add it.
Puke.
That's, yeah. I went outside, literally, I'm not joking. I had to recycle some boxes from my office. I told Spencer from 1600 ESPN, come to the back door in like 30 seconds. I sweated off 10 pounds in just that 30 seconds.
I'm telling you, it is foul outside.
Gosh. If you have to work outside, construction, whatever your job is, I'm thinking of you. And I'm sure you're thinking of fall. So that's tonight's trivia question. 22% of people are going to buy this the first 2 weeks of fall. What is it?
Or a little bit earlier. If you're like us.
A little bit of what?
A little bit earlier than 2 weeks.
Oh, that's not what I heard.
I'm in the fall vibes, okay? You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 6343 said pumpkin spice latte.
Mm.
I'm not. That is one thing I'm not ready for. I'm not.
What is wrong with you?
Because like you said,
they expect me to share a studio with you for 4 hours.
You said you're not partaking either.
I'm holding myself, withholding myself so I don't go freaking crazy, man.
Mm.
All right? Yes, I want it right now. I want it.
I don't. It's not that I don't want it. It's that I don't want to get sick of it before.
See, that's exactly what I am.
The real spooky season.
I thought you said you didn't want it. I was like, I can't share.
Oh, I'm telling myself that. Otherwise, I will go buy.
Oh, you're like, it's disgusting.
Yeah, the pumpkin spice cold foam that I just saw at the grocery store the other day that I seriously had to like pry myself off of. Sounds delicious.
9890 said new boots. Oh my God. I was just thinking about that. Okay, so I told you earlier today that I'm going to wear this flannel.
Yes.
Later. I think it's a Wednesday. I have my outfits all planned out.
Of course.
And last time I wore it with these cute like brown boots and some skinny jeans. And producer Ben goes, oh, you look like you're going to ride a horse or something. You know, like they have cute outfits. I don't know. What are they called? Like people who like ride horses.
Equestrians?
They always look so freaking cute, man. And that's what he said I looked like. And I was like, ooh, I can't wait to look like that soon.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know. That's not what I thought you were going to say. I don't know. I didn't know that you wanted to be a horse girl.
Oh, yeah. No, I shouldn't ride one.
At
I'd
all.
Fall off in
You're
2 seconds.
A fake horse girl.
I'm a fake horse rider.
Got it. Okay.
I ride the ones at, you know, the malls. They go.
Oh, the merry-go-rounds. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that'll do. That'll do. 1132 said chili.
Oh, my God. Without the beans. Without the beans.
Loki, I am kind of ready for some chili.
I almost. You thought the soup I had today was good. It was taco soup. You know what I almost had?
White chicken chili.
Yeah, you bet.
Shut your mouth.
You would have slapped me because you would have been jealous.
Yeah, I would have been really jealous.
God, I love white chicken.
My weakness.
Do you just want to go home and have chili? Because I now do.
I like want to go home and crank my thermostat down to 55 so I can pretend like it's fall. Chilly weather.
And then play some football in the background.
I don't care about that.
Well, that's fall. When I hear like, you know, the NFL guy saying something about like, oh, I sacked the quarterback or 1042. I don't know what they're saying, but sounds sporty. Sounds fall.
I'd rather watch like Twilight or something.
Okay.
Taylor Swift, All Too Well, 10-minute version. I don't know. All the fall things.
22% of people are going to buy this the first 2 weeks of fall. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up in 2 songs.
Is that why the music video has so many views? Is because you watched the 10 minutes?
Because I like not only the song, I like the vibe. I like the cinematography. It gets me ready for fall.
Your boyfriend's like, we've already heard it 30 minutes
I've
now.
I've had enough.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Well, tonight's trivia question is because we're in the mood for fall. Whether it wants to act like it out there or not, we're going to go into the mood.
And I think that's okay.
Mm-hmm. So tonight's trivia question, 22% of people are going to buy this the first 2 weeks of fall. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
NFL apparel. I feel like how is
that? What was it? What were you channeling?
I don't know. I wanted to be like an NFL announcer. Do you think I'd make the cut?
No.
Okay. Well, you saw how I was auditioning to be.
Yeah, let's hear like a
play. I don't know.
No,
I don't know plays.
Touchdown team of your choice.
Vikings. Sure. Skull.
Okay, but they don't say that.
The announcers
generally the broadcasters are supposed to be unbiased.
It's just the crowd that goes skull.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you should gotta do touchdown Vikings.
Okay, all right. Touchdown Vikings!
Oh my god!
No, that was really good. I think that was really
that
good.
Was like,
imagine listening to like sports, like if I was over on 1600 ESPN and you heard that. Would you be inspired?
No.
Would you be like cheering your team on?
I would shut my car off in the middle of the interstate.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.